Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Don't Mix In, episode 27. All right, so today's topic, we're going to be talking about style on a budget shopping at Target. So if you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, pretty much any social media platform, and my blog, you will see that I shop at Target quite a bit. Most of my outfits are from Target, so I've had some experience shopping there, and I wanted to round up some of my tips on how I go about shopping there and to get items that will work for me. And so hopefully that'll give you some insight into, you know, your next, or what to do at your next Target run. And let's get into why I like Target. So I'll be wearing something, and a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, just some people will be asking me, where'd you get that? And I was like, oh, I got it at Target. And then we'll get into a conversation about Target. So Target, I feel like, has really upped their game over the years in terms of just focusing on style that's not just like affordable, but some good basics that are not too trendy. And then along with that, so that's like their new day line. They also have, you know, Who What Wear, which I feel is really fashion forward. And then they added Prologue, which is great, you know, basics for work. So it kind of meets that need of having some basics, some essentials, you know, that you can wear year after year. And having something that's, you know, a bit on trend, fashion forward, having a little, you know, something different in your outfit. So I like that I can get both of those things in one place. And then I can get my coffee and creamer. So what else do I want, right? So that's kind of why I'm like really fixated on Target, because I like being able to go one place to get most of what I need. Okay, so if you go to episode 7, how I started shopping for my size, kind of talks about my story on how I got to the point where I usually just buy my clothes from Target. Prior to the current job I have, I was wearing just more professional, tailored clothing because I was in meetings a lot. And so most of my clothes were from Ann Taylor. I had a lot of Banana Republic. I had a lot of J.Crew. Now that I'm at a job that sometimes I have to move pretty quickly, or my clothes might get dirty, that sort of thing, it just didn't make sense to be purchasing clothing that was so expensive and that I could damage. You know, like I got eggs on my leather jacket one time because of an experiment being done in a classroom. So that was it. I'm not going to be doing that anymore. And so what I needed to do was to find clothing that still I feel like I'm put together, but that it's okay if it gets damaged because it's not super expensive. And I needed to find items that were really versatile so that I wasn't having to buy one wardrobe for work and then another wardrobe for the weekend. So that's kind of how I got really immersed in all of Target's brands, and also just getting really busy. So I can't, you know, be going to the mall as much, or, you know, going online, and if something doesn't fit, then having to go and return it was just a lot. So I usually just stop at Target because I am going and, you know, doing an errand, and then I happen to get by the clothing aisle. The other piece is a lot of the whole, you know, shopping on a budget or buying things inexpensive is that you also don't want to look like you have something that's cheap. So I like that the items I'm getting, for the most part, are pretty good quality, and you can't tell that I got them for, you know, maybe under $40 or $20, what have you. And then that makes it more, you know, I feel like they last longer too when the quality is solid. So when you head over to this blog post, I'll link it for you in the show notes, you're going to see a couple outfits. Both are dresses, and one is from Who What Wear. It's a maxi dress, and it's like has a tiered bottom, like kind of ruffles on the bottom. It's really cute, very comfortable, of course, right? And it's by Who What Wear, and so you'll see some pictures on that, and then it'd be linked for you. The other outfit that I have linked there, or item, is this dress that is from A New Day, and it has pockets, and it's like a floral print, and I think it's something you could wear for weekend or for work. So along with me changing positions, and that meant changing my wardrobe, I also, you know, had a change in budget. And so that was also the reason why I decided to start getting more clothing from Target, because it's more budget friendly. So if you listen to episode 01, my first episode, I talk about how to avoid buying clothes you're not going to wear, because that's the other thing too. It's just making sure you're not, you know, buying a bunch of stuff you're not going to wear, that it's a one and done. And I wanted to get items that could be versatile. So Target has been a place where I've been able to do that. So I wanted to get into some tips on how to do that. My first tip would be check different Targets. So not all Targets are created equal. So I have, for some reason, the Target that's closest to me gets in a lot of items really early from Who What Wear, gets Prologue items too from that line, and just seems to get things very early before they're even online. So I take advantage of that. I have another Target's a little further away. They get more items. It's a bigger one. And they have both lines as well, Who What Wear and Prologue, in addition to A New Day. But there's other ones that I've gone to that don't have those lines. So I think you can look online to see, when you do see something you like, check the stores that it says it has in stock, and then you can get a sense of which stores might carry Who What Wear and Prologue, and just kind of, you know, try to see how you can round up, you know, your little list of the ones, your Targets that you want to hit up so that you can get the items in person and try them on. The other tip I would have is use those online features they have. So I would go and use that ship to store. I like that because it lets me, I'm not paying for shipping. It gets to the store, and then I can look at it, and sometimes they'll be like, oh, do you want to get this item or not? I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. Or I can look at it and kind of, I could say the sizing's going to be a little off, and then they'll let me, like, you know, exchange it and do all that kind of stuff. So for me, it kind of saves time instead of having it shipped to my house, and then I figure out it doesn't fit or something isn't right, then I have to go back to the store. So time is an issue for me. I'm short on it, so that's been helpful, being able to do the ship to the store, just so I can do, you know, everything at once if I decide I'm not going to get the item. Tip 3 is check the clearance area. So once you've rounded up your Targets that you want to target that have the items in before other stores, and have more items that, you know, they have the items that are online as well, you want to check the clearance area, because, and it depends, some Targets put more items on clearance than others. So I always kind of scour that, and it could be even items that haven't been out that long. So I go and check that. And, you know, if you're doing it periodically, you're more likely to find your size. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, they have it on sale. And then I look, I'm like, oh, it's not my size. But that would be my advice, is go check out the clearance aisle, and you might be able to find something that you were kind of eyeballing not that long ago that is now on clearance. Tip number 4 would be, don't just buy anything. I think it's hard because there's so much at Target, and there's a lot of good basics there. It's easy to get caught up and just buy anything. And then for me, because I'm on a budget, I'm really mindful of what I'm spending my money on, because I have my family. So I just, have stopped myself sometimes where I go and look at an item and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cute. And then I'm like, well, you know, and then I go try it on. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. If I'm not super excited about it, I've learned, don't buy it. And so if we go back to episode 1, where we talk about how to avoid buying items you're not going to wear, this is one of the, I have all of my little tips in there. And it's just, don't buy things that you're not excited about, because those are things you're just not going to wear. And on top of that, if you're on a budget, so let's say I dropped, you know, $30 on one item, and then I come next week, they have new items in, and now I'm like, shoot, I really wanted like 2 skirts or 2 dresses, but I've already spent that $30 on something else that I wasn't excited about, that was just kind of meh. So don't do it. I think just really think about what you're going to purchase. Think about, you know, does it fit with everything else you have, and what objective you have for buying it? Because I know sometimes I just go there because I'm like, oh, I had a long day. Let me just go stroll around Target and then feel better, but then I end up with some random stuff in my cart. And you know, the other thing is that Target and like other stores, it kind of goes in waves where you're like, wow, they got some good stuff in, and then it kind of can dwindle down, and then they have the next batch of stuff that they put out. So again, just be patient. And sometimes I just go and I just look, and I might try on things and just kind of go, okay, let me you know, keep an eye on this item, because it might, you know, have a promotion coming up soon or something like that. But I think it's just keeping in mind that it fluctuates what's available, and you never know if next week they'll have some things that you really like and you were settling for something that was meh. So tip number 5 would be check online on Sundays. So it's funny, when I first, you know, started having a family and all that, and there wasn't as many digital coupons, I would be always waiting for the Target Sunday promotional flyer to see what was on sale, more for like just, you know, like household items, that sort of thing. So anyway, it's just funny now I don't have to do that because it's online. So I get the email and it'll say what is on promotion. So again, you don't want to just buy anything because something might be on promotion like the day after and you're like, oh my God. So I always check online what has dropped. Also, you know, when they've put more items out, I know who, what, where. If you follow them online on Instagram, they will say, hey, we just, you know, dropped more items. So that's helpful as well. But yeah, just check their promotional email that comes out on Sundays, and then you can see that they've put more items online on Sundays. Okay, so there you have it. Those are my 5 tips for styling on a budget, getting what you want at Target. You will be able to get a link to this blog post. It'll be linked for you in the show notes. And there you can see the items I was talking about. And you can also see the tips all there in, you know, written out for you if you're more of a visual person.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at LiveByViv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.